This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. There was just a trace of snow on the ground in Fairbanks for Halloween, continuing a trend, Rick, that's very different from much snowier Halloween's past, right?
Well, it used to be that having less than an inch of snow on the ground in Fairbanks on Halloween was very rare. We went decades when Fairbanks had a white Halloween every year. However, we've now had four Halloweens in a row with either none or just a trace of snow on the ground at the airport. And in Fairbanks' 110-year climate record, that has never happened before.
You shared some data with me that shows you have to go all the way back to the 1930s to find another cluster of four no-snow or trace of snow Halloweens. But even those were not all in a row. Looking at this past October overall, we had lots of precipitation, but more rain than snow, and a lot of above-freezing temperatures. What big-picture factors drove that?
One of the big contributors to Alaska regional climate right now in the fall is the declining sea ice, and just having water instead of ice cover is putting out a lot of heat into the high-latitude atmosphere. Here in Fairbanks, we're, of course, hundreds of miles from where there would be sea ice, but that's still adding heat. And as we've seen repeatedly this past month, when you're right on the cusp, even a little bit of additional heat is the difference between rain and snow.
Lack of sea ice certainly is a factor in so much of what's happening with Alaska's climate. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.